Next is a morning meeting with disciples at Tejo Prakash's house on January 4th, 1993 in Gidanagri.
We were talking yesterday about having more kirtan today, but I thought I'd save the kirtan for tonight and do japa today and talk about japa. I thought of giving some explanations and talk a little bit, and then we would chant around together. And then after that, talk some more, and then chant another round. And then I have some of the questions, general questions that you've submitted. And we have another session tomorrow and tomorrow night, so if you can give me more of these, it gives us a nice format. Yesterday, Gidanagari Das was saying how, after our kirtan, how kirtan is very blissful, and he finds japa more difficult. So, even if that's true, we cannot avoid it, because it's difficult. That's our simple austerity. And it's very important, because Prabhupada, not invented, but Prabhupada taking the cyclic succession conclusion made us agree to chant 16 rounds at least every day. Very important. Here's some quotes from the Begging for the Nectar of the Holy Name. One is from Harinam Chintamani. The purity of a Vaishnava is judged by how much attraction or rati he has for the Holy Name. It has nothing whatsoever to do with his official status as a Vaishnava, or his wealth, erudition, youth, pleasing appearance, strength, or following. And then, Nama Kara Bahir Haya, Nama Nahi Haya. Merely reciting the external syllables of the Holy Name does not mean that one is actually chanting the Holy Name. So, chanting Hare Krishna is not completed just by externally chanting 16 rounds. We heard this morning how important this foundation is, four rules and 16 rounds, and that from it all our qualification comes. Without it, everything is ruined. But it's not to be thought of that perfection is just by mechanically doing it. So that's what we're talking about. We may also have to talk about doing it, whether how to do it for those who don't do it. But we hope that we can have the discussion on a somewhat higher level about not only whether to do it, but how to do it. Some devotees, in trying to improve their chanting, they use different methods. And one devotee showed me that he was grading himself, like they sometimes do in the Gurukul, grade the children by their performance. That he was grading his japa on a scale from 1 to 10. And so I used that device in a class I gave, making my own, in a sense, arbitrary division of from 1 to 10, just to help us, like an analogy, to see different stages of chanting. So I said from 0 to 5 is not good, it's like not passing even, is when we chant and we're not even keeping awake, falling asleep and chanting. That's really at the bottom. it could almost be said to be not chanting, but you are chanting, but you're falling asleep while chanting. And perhaps you could also say indulging in inattention, no effort at all, no conscience of that I should be paying attention, but just even using the time consciously to think of other things or to even do other things. So that would be offensive 0 to 5. Then above that, let's say 6 to 7, there's actually some effort for attention, and although the attention is lost, the attention is brought back again. So there's some quality, there's some sincerity there in that kind of chanting. We're trying to pay attention to the sound of the holy name. Just that, the act of, with faith, that whatever these sounds mean, or whatever they contain, I have faith that they're very powerful. So all I have to do is hear them coming from my mouth. That act. Then above that, more in a state of prayer being entered, say 7 or 6 or 7, that we're praying, praying to pay attention. In addition to to exerting the will of the mind, I must pay attention, which one is taking it within our hands, and then we start praying to the Krishna, not just our own mind control. Krishna, please help me to hear your holy names, to chant your holy names, and to serve you. So when we're able to do this, that is even better. Then higher stages in this involve thinking of the pastimes of Krishna and taste and so on, as is described somewhat in Harinam Chintamani. Although Harinam Chintamani, as I describe here, it's mostly describes the ten offenses, and then briefly, in sutra form, describes the rest of the spectrum. So in this book and in the other writings I give, or when I talk and teach about chanting japa based on my own struggles and experience to improve japa reform, the drive is to improve from mechanical to enter the taste of the holy name. It's not sense gratification to beg for the nectar, rather, as the epigraph says, Prabhupada says we should do this. A person who is actually a follower of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur must accept the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offer obeisances to his feet, and beg from him the Hare Krishna mantra. You may say, well, I don't have to beg. I've got it already. The Hare Krishna mantra was given to me. But we beg to enter the service and the nectar of the holy name, the nectar of the service to the holy name. Because we're chanting and we're not feeling the taste, that's not good. Again, these four rules and 16 rounds being so important, but we have to derive some taste from them. If you do something over years and you don't derive any taste, we're pleasure-loving entities, anandamaya vyasa. So it can get dangerous that we will say, I don't find any taste in this, and I want to get some taste in something else, in material, so-called rasas. Therefore, we're seeking the taste of the vrati, the chanting. And a symptom of this We won't call it a symptom of attaining a taste, but a symptom of making progress towards spontaneous devotional service, which is performed because you have some love for Krishna, you want to do it, not just for lower reasons. The symptom is dissatisfaction with the mechanical performance. So that's different, although it's a subtle difference. You have to be aware of the difference. It's not a general dissatisfaction with practice of Krishna consciousness, which results in a desire to take to material life. There's no question of that. I'm convinced of Krishna consciousness, and I'm convinced that I suffered without Krishna consciousness. I'm fixed in Vaidhi Bhakti, but I'm not satisfied with my activities, my performance of devotional service. So such dissatisfaction is a good symptom. That you want to base your practice on something higher. I have a quote from Jivadharma. This is a couple of chapters were translated by Navadvip Das, my disciple. Because the present translations we have, they're very difficult to read. So he's translating about in a discussion about raga bhakti, or spontaneous devotional service, and distinguishing it from mechanical or vaidhi bhakti. In the heart of a person in whom such raga has not arisen, it is better to cultivate devotion by behaving according to the rules and regulations of Shastra. Respect, fear, and reverence are the principles at work in vaidhi bhakti, while the only principle at work in ragatmika bhakti is greed to enter the pastimes of the Lord. The principles at work, or the dynamics of Vaidhi Bhakti, are, he uses the English words, respect, fear, and reverence. We sometimes say awe. Respect is like awe. Fear and reverence. In other words, in injunctions. It says in the scripture that this is what you should do, that's why I do it. By the force of the logic of the scripture, the authority of the scripture, and then maybe also fear that if I don't do it, what will happen to me. So when you don't have the greed, these are absolutely necessary, and you could say auspicious drives to keep me from not doing them, doing maya. So the question is how to get that greed. And so one preliminary symptom is that I don't like these level I'm at now. I want to do something about it. All these aparads, this sleepy chanting, chanting and thinking of something else. I don't want this. I must get something better. In Harinam Chintamani, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur discusses the aparads repeatedly, when he comes to the solution, practical thing to do, one thing he says is associate with enthusiastic devotees or devotees who are free of that aparad and so on. So same with the greed attaining the state of chanting, not just because you're supposed to do it to get them out of the way and so on, but because you have a taste for it. That comes by associating with those who do have that. Yeah. And by practice, and by prayer. But not by complacently thinking, I have done it, I have done my rounds, and everything is complete. So, those are some thoughts to kind of focus us. Everyone has their beads. But a stopwatch to see how long it will take. So we'll just chant together, and I guess we'll all fall into our usual mental habits as we chant. I didn't mean that sarcastically. Well, whatever they may be, And then, but this time maybe you could keep a little aware of it. And then afterwards, maybe you can ask questions or make comments based on things that you experienced while during this round, or like I did yesterday about the kirtan. I said how I was looking at the picture and different things of Krishna, and I was thinking of a quote from Bhagavatam, and I read that quote. So, especially towards in a workshop atmosphere, any things that you noticed that that maybe we can help you with. Although I'm in this with you, trying to improve. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Could be a little open for get some air for a while. Anyone didn't finish a round in that time? That was 8 minutes and 29 seconds. What did you say?
Four beads left.
Four beads on one round, yeah. You should be finished within that time. What?
5 minutes.
In 5 minutes you finish a round. So, in that verse in Shikshastakam, says that there's no hard and fast rules in chanting. So, You can't lay down some rules about how to do your chanting. We try different things to overcome inattention and try to chant with devotion. And sometimes something works for us for a while. We think maybe of some like little prayer, interjected prayer, and we use that for a while and it really improves. Or some insight, or maybe even some external thing, we stand instead of sit, or we do it, and so on, different things. Some of them can be permanent advances that we never go back again, something that we improve. And it remains part of our progress. But some of these things, they work for a while, and then the bad habits, again, come, and that doesn't work anymore, what we were trying to do. Therefore, we have to just keep trying different ways to achieve this goal. Would anyone like to ask a question or comment on something that came up while they were chanting this round? Yes, that's right.
You mentioned how Hariyama Chintamani recommends chanting in the company of those who don't have the problem. You want to eliminate, and also devotees talk about the kind of chanting altogether in the temple. Personally, I find it more difficult chanting with any noise or anyone chanting. And I know there's also in Harinam Chintamani some recommendations for chanting alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally, I prefer that. I wonder if you have some comment.
Well, I don't want to make a comment on the level of the temple management and like that. But just what we, as you say, it does say in Harinam Chintamani that for someone who's inattentive, he could go alone in his room and lock the door, and where there's no noise. So we can't just rule out that advice. But often, for the inmates of the temple, I remember myself, the temple president in Boston, always wanted the devotees to stay in the temple. And at one point, I thought it was so important, I had a guard posted at the door. Nobody could go out. I remember there was one woman, she was just recently coming to Krishna consciousness, and she wanted to go out, and wouldn't let her go out.